Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's radio show is on freeing your voice and being open to making any sounds that our voice is meant to make. And that's our intention, is that you're completely free and creative with your voice to be able to express every single thing that you need to express and not hold it in. And so before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We've got our summer intensive coming up starting June 14th through the 25th. And it's half of the Sound Healing Certificate Program. And a lot of people just do half of it because it's very powerful and very effective. It's 10 to 9:30 every day. So it's ideal for if you're out of town. And there is lodging. You can actually stay at the school for $200 for the whole 10 days. There's no beds or showers, but there's YMCAs and gyms nearby that you could go to. And it's a beautiful space. It's a really beautiful space. It's very sacred there. And we've got about 10 different instructors that will go through all the different aspects of sound, how it affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then if you wanted to continue into the and finish the certificate program, you could come back in August 6th to the 16th to finish. Or if you wanted to do the rest online, you could, because we set it up so that the classes that are in June, from June 14th to the 25th, are the classes that are best done at the Institute. So lectures are not much different online, right? So if you didn't want to or couldn't come back, then you can finish it online if you'd like to finish it at all. Although I can tell you, just about everybody that comes for the first half, even if they weren't planning on it, they'll actually end up coming back for the second half, because it's so powerful and such a so interesting and effective what we do there. Also, the cool thing is we've got a store full of sound healing instruments, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all different types of things. And everybody in the class gets to practice with them when we actually do treatments on each other. So there's still plenty of room available for the summer intensive. You can find the information at soundhealingcenter.com, or you could call me at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That certificate program is also happening again starting September 5th, and that's the 3.5 month version, which is 3 nights a week, Monday through Wednesday nights, and then some weekends, occasionally weekends. It's the exact same number of hours as the summer intensive. And both of those are the first semester of the associate's degree, where we go into a lot more detail on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we get into research projects, how to do research projects. We do a lot more practice on each other and also on the public even. We also have classes on different frameworks for understanding consciousness. So you get a wide perspective of how to use vibration, including color, light, crystals, and geometry, not just sound healing, but sound healing is our main focus, of course, to raise consciousness. So again, the certificate program is the first semester of the 4-semester associate degree program. All of these classes, including the associate degree, can be done online with live instructors or by video. It actually works really well. If you wanted to, if you just can't make it out here, right? Which a lot of people can't. So that starts about every 2 weeks. You could actually start this Tuesday or Thursday for the online classes. And We also have, that goes right into the associate degree program. So you could do the whole associate degree online if you like, if you would like. We also have the sound healing audio production course. We have the summer intensive version, July 3rd to August 2nd. That's about 4 days a week. And you're learning how to record, mix, and produce. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording for mixing and for producing. I also wrote the main book for sound healing as well, called The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. These are all at, on our website. We go into the physics of sound in the recording classes, the physics of sound, how to record, mix, and produce, also how to create different MIDI productions with keyboards and such, and also how to create binaural beats to entrain the brain into different brainwave states. It's really about how to use audio recording and music to affect people in really much deeper ways than you might have ever imagined. Using sound and music to affect people physically for pain and for disease, or mentally for brainwave entrainment, so we can get people into so they can go to sleep and sleep well, for also for creativity, for going into the zone where you're one with the universe, to be present, and for learning, and for ADD. All of those are mental aspects of brainwave entrainment, or emotionally, as to how you can use sound to transform emotions from the emotions that break down your body to the ones that support your health, right? Or spiritually, to be able to use sound and music to get you into a really high state of gratitude, compassion, love, or joy, or connection to your soul, or connection to the universe. So we talk about all of those things in the audio recording program. We have the 3.5 month version that starts in September 5th, and that's Wednesday and Thursday afternoons for 3.5 months. And we also have that whole program online as well, and that starts in June sometime. Let us know if you're interested at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also do have the Mount Shasta retreat coming up, July 15th and 16th. However, we only have one slot left. I just got an email from someone who's interested, so it's probably going to be sold out, although often people do cancel. So if you want to get on a waiting list, you could. So that's in Mount Shasta at Stewart Mineral Springs. I think that's about it. We also have our store with tons of instruments, sound healing instruments, crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, sound tables and sound lounges, and a full range of different sound healing instruments and technologies as well. We also have our sound therapy center, where we have about 15 different treatments, including tuning forks, voice healing, massage on the sound table. We can find your soul note, and we can also do voice analysis to find out what frequency is missing from your system. That's at soundtherapycenter.com, and the store is at soundoflove.com. Although you can get to everything by going to soundhealingcenter.com. That's what we have happening at the Institute. Lots of interesting things happening. We're now working on designing a sound chamber similar to the Integratron, where we people can come and tone. We're now looking at having the exact dimensions of the King's Chamber with an octahedron around that and a dodecahedron around that. And so we're going to be taking on donations and looking for land to actually be able to build this sound chamber. We also are working on our virtual reality system, where you can put on a virtual reality helmet and look down and see a graphic of inside of your body, and take a sacred geometry image and put it in that image of your heart, And it will move the sound up and down on the sound table so you feel it in your heart right where you're seeing it, right? So that's, we're going to be doing a crowdfunding thing for that in the next week here. So if you're interested at all, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We're also doing research. We got the Genome Project, where we're mapping out every single frequency in the body and every organ and cell, from cells to soul, right? Every frequency of health in the body, which is an open resource project. And so anybody can submit frequencies, and that'll be open to the public at our Sound Healing Research Foundation site, which, by the way, is soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. That's where that research project is. And we're just getting underway on that. We're going to be doing research also for PTSD, which was really about anger, grief, anxiety, and sleep. So we'll be working on that, as well as continuing with our research for children. Because, you know, we've got a grant to implement our sound healing program into two Montessori schools, and then we're going to set up a foundation to bring it into the mainstream, into public and private schools. So the main thing we're researching, there's already a lot of research out there for what works with children, but there's nothing on what consistent tones do. Consistent tones are like all the vowels, right? As opposed to inconsistent tones, which are like all the stress in our body, right? So we want to research what these consistent tones, which include most of the sound healing instruments, like crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls, even tuning forks. They're all about, their basis of them is consistent tone. So we'll be doing a research project on that as well. And we're taking donations for any of them, if anybody's interested in helping, at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. So that's some of the stuff happening here at the Institute. Oh, one other thing, if you're in the area tomorrow from 1 to 6, we're having a free sound healing workshop and open house from 1 to 6. We'll put everybody on sound tables and sound lounges. We'll do a lot of meditations and sound with bowls and such, but also talking a lot about what sound healing is all about, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So if you're around, come on by. That's at 351 9th Street, San Francisco. Cool. So again, today is about learning to be able to release your voice again. The reason I say again is we're born with a natural ability to express whatever is going on in our system. Babies have it down, right? It's like, you know, if you've got anything going on as a baby, we immediately make the sound of it. You know, it's like, I got wet pants. Ah! Right? It's like whatever is going on. Babies are professional sound healers. They immediately release it with their voice. Right? And then around 1 or 2, parents start, and other people around start saying, you're annoying with those sounds. You're really annoying us. Could you please tone it down, or don't do that. Don't make any noise, right? So we are taught, we basically unlearn the God-given ability to release every stuck emotion, every issue in our body with sound. We had it down as babies. So a lot of it is simply regaining that presence and that creativity and that freedom to be able to make any sound there is. Right? What I often do is in the classes, we'll actually start the day by doing gibberish, right? So let me do a little bit of gibberish. In fact, what we could do, let's do this. Let's do call and response. So I'll do gibberish, and then you respond with the same gibberish, okay? This can be tricky to follow gibberish. Ba-da-li-la-la. Ba-da-li-la-la. Gibberish-la-la-la. Or you can, you know, maybe easier just to simply respond with gibberish, right? I'm imagining everybody responding. It's a big cacophony of gibberish coming back. I just did a physics of sound. We're doing a whole course, which is actually one of our general education courses for the degree program, on physics of sound. And it's really interesting to see all the different possibilities of the voice. You know, the voice is the most versatile instrument in the universe. Maybe not in the universe, it's at least in around this part of the universe, right? It's like, if you look at a piano, you have three parameters you can control. You've got which key you push down, and how fast you push the key down. And also sometimes how fast you lift the key up. There's also, you know, a little bit as far as what sustain pedals do, and maybe a modulation wheel that changes the pitch a little bit. But for the most part, there's not too much you can control on a piano. When you have wind instruments, now you can change the volume in very specific ways. It's hard to change the volume in very specific ways on a keyboard or a piano. You know, it's either down or up, right? Maybe a little louder, a little softer, right? And so it's not many parameters you can control on a piano. However, with the voice, you've got a million parameters. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, oh my God, there is so much. And in the physics of sound, the way it happens is the vocal cords create mostly pitch and frequency changes. That's their main job. They've got a little bit of timbre, a little bit of tonality, but it's mostly about changing pitch, right? And from there are many manipulators. There are many chambers and different sound manipulators that modulate the actual sound coming out of the vocal cords. The most obvious one is your mouth. Right, the chamber of your mouth chamber. And that one is the most creative of any part of your whole system, because you can move your mouth and create different size and shape chambers inside your mouth. And you can do it, you can create hundreds of different possibilities. I mean, look, listen to just what I do if I just move my mouth in different ways. Right? There's all types of possibilities, right? There's also all the possibilities you can do with your tongue. You can move it forward and backward. Try toning and move your tongue forward and backward. You can also put the tongue to the roof of your mouth so your sounds go up into your nasal passages. versus going out your mouth with your tongue at the bottom of your mouth. And so there's a lot of different possibilities you can do with your tongue. And the probably the coolest is overtone singing. Right? And what I'm doing is making the distance between my tongue and the roof of my mouth equal to the wavelength of one of the harmonics that are naturally in my voice. Also, the lips make different sounds. You can do pa or ma, pa, ma, pa, ma, right? There's not too many sounds. Oh, well, you can do all the motorboat type sound. Or, right? Actually, that's a tongue sound. Right, there's lots of little buzzes you can do with your lips, or different sounds you can make by having your lips wide open or almost closed. Right, so there's a lot of possibilities. God gave us a lot of possibilities, and it's kind of just bizarre that we have shut down and hardly use any of these possibilities. I mean, we do a bit with our when we speak and you know, do language, but there's so much more, so much more. So gibberish is a fun way to really loosen up your voice. Okay. Now, what's really cool is to take gibberish to the next level. And let's do this. Let's do light language, where you're sending light. And let's just send light with your voice. So we're going to do gibberish, but we're just going to call it light language. So let's do gibberish and send it to your own body, like something like this. We have one strict rule around here. You can never do anything wrong. You can never do anything out of pitch. It's always perfect around here, right? It's a very strict rule. Okay. So let's send the sound of love. Sound of light with gibberish to your own body. Okay. Right? Cool. Now, let's send love to your own body with the sound. I want to go ahead and play a song that is like a great demonstration of ad-libbing. Although Sylvina, in this case, is doing channeling. She is channeling different beings. And this is called invocation. And just listen to all the different sounds that she makes as she sings here, and then we'll come back and play a little bit more with the sounds. So listen to all the detail within this invocation by Sylvina Vergara, one of our instructors. Mm-hmm. Just Sylvina channeling, so just complete freedom with the voice. What we're doing with the children is we're actually at the Montessori schools is from the second they can start making sound, we have them making all different types of sounds. And some of the sounds that we have them make, first we do the vowels, of course. But then as soon as they're old enough, we have them make the sound of how they're feeling. And we do that in our classes at the Institute as well. So, you know, it's like, okay, here's how I'm feeling right today. Try it for yourself. Make the sound of how you're feeling right now, and I'll continue. It's cool. Another one, that's really good to teach your children to do that too. Because again, we're getting back to being able to express whatever you have going on. And not with words, but with sounds. Because emotions are much more like sound than they are words. The other thing that we do at the Institute that's really fun is I'll have people make the sound of their day. So let me make the sound of my day so far. Ooh. That's the sound of my day. Okay, that's a really fun one to play with. And another one that's really good is the sound of who you are, right? The sound of who you are. And again, all of this you could do on your own. You can play with your partner or your friends or your family and do this. It's very, very cool. Let me do the sound of who I am. Hey, hey, oh, I'm way, I That's a really good one to play with. Again, don't forget the strict rule that you can't ever make a bad or out of pitch, out of tune sound ever. It's always perfect. It's always perfect. It's just crazy that people get told that they can't sing and then they don't get to practice and learn how to sing. You know, we're already screwed up from when we're two and our parents say, don't make any weird sounds. And so we get shut down. It's like one of our instructors went to Africa last year and she said all the towns she went into, everybody's singing. They come out singing. There's no like, you can't sing very well. Everybody sings no matter what. Right? It's perfect. It's all perfect. Another thing that's really interesting is we all sing when we speak. Right? We all sing when we speak. I've had people come in and say, you know, I really can't sing at all. I'm just not a good singer. I'm tone deaf. I'm really just tone deaf. I'm like, oh my God, you just sang the most beautiful song ever. In fact, it's really rare that anybody is not perfectly on pitch when they sing, when they speak, when they sing as they speak, right? I mean, occasionally you get people that come in that are like, I can't talk very well. Then that might be a disability, right? But for the most part, we're all really good singers, except when we're put in the spotlight, right? because we're all singing beautiful songs as we speak, right? So that's the trick, is to get over any fear. Also, another thing I can relate is my partner has gotten me so that I sing all the time. I've always made sound, right? But now I'm just singing all the time. And over the last 2 years, I'm not afraid to sing anymore, because I just do it all the time, regardless of how good I am. That's the big problem. It should be against the law for someone to say, you're a bad singer. They should go to jail, right? It's just horrible. It's wrong. It's wrong. The other thing that people aren't able to do with the voice quite commonly is to get powerful. You should be able to make a sound with full power, right? So let me do this. I've done this quite a few times, but it's like really effective and really important to be able to be in complete power, because I think probably my guess is that 75%, maybe more, die from fear. I think fear is probably the number one killer. It can even be, it's like, I think when people get diagnosed with a disease, it's the fear that kills them, right? Number one fear is the fear of what other people think. Number one fear. Anita Morjani had fourth stage cancer. She went into the light, saw God, came back full of love. And within 1 month, all the cancer was completely gone. And she said the reason it went away is because she was no longer afraid of what anybody thought. Right? I mean, we're so programmed to, because we are social beings, we're so programmed to be a part of the group. Although when you go to higher consciousness, you're really going to a social being with source energy, where we're all one. And there's no judgment there. We are all perfect spirits at that point, right? So one of the best things you can do with the voice to get over fear is do a really powerful sound. So say you've got all your fears in front of you. Imagine that all of your fears are represented by a tiger attacking you. And fear of not being good enough, you know? And you have the power with your voice to overcome every fear in your life. Every fear with just a quick sound. So on three, which is always four, one, two, three, go, right? We're going to make a really powerful sound. Let me demonstrate first, okay? I'm going to get really loud. Okay, here we go. Whoa! Right? I'm doing whoa is the word. So on three, which is always four, make a whoa sound with full power from your solar plexus to overcome every fear in your life. One, two, three. Whoa! Beautiful. Do it again. One, two, three. Whoa! Now, let's do that powerful sound with love at the same time. Still powerful, though. Don't want those fears to get in the way. Okay, one, two, three. Whoa! Been doing it with love. This is very cool. If you ever feel insecure about anything, do a whoa. Sometimes you can do a no, right? If you're trying to set boundaries. But don't forget to do it with love at the same time. I often imagine it coming from my solar plexus is the boundaries or the part, the power, whereas the love is coming from my heart chakra. Okay, very cool. Very cool. And I think I tend to believe, but who knows for sure, that that is the number one cure for cancer. That's pretty dangerous to say. I say, who knows for sure, right? But when you overcome your fears, your body completely heals. Okay, so play with every sound you can make. You know, go through all the sounds your voice can make. Just play all the time until you are just flowing with sound and music the way we were built to make sound. Now let's listen to the song Enlightenment. And if you want to sing along and make any sounds, right, you can play with it or just enjoy this higher vibration that we're meant to be. Okay, enlightenment. don't be afraid. Make every sound possible, every squeak and squawk and whistle and burp, everything your voice can do. Play with it and learn the full spectrum of what God has given us to put out into the universe. Oh my God, what a blessing. So that's our intention, is we're all completely free to be able to express whatever is going on with us. And that is what will create health and higher consciousness. So we hold that intention and just practice it through at least the rest of the night. Play. Especially when you're driving. Through the week when you're driving or in the shower, try every weird sound you can come up with. Just keep it going for months and years and lifetimes on end, and resonate the flow of complete freedom and flow. The way we're meant to be. Thanks for listening, and flow on. Take care.